When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 7, titled Cats Out of the Bag. Sean, I'd have to say that's not the worst title. Yeah, it's not bad. In tonight's episode, we say goodbye to Jared and Kat, who honestly leave for similar issues, but in very different fashions. Captain Carey continues to impress me with how he runs the ship. Ben gets a, I think to say, well-deserved promotion. And we get some real estate professionals who may not be able to afford a luxury yacht after the latest slash in commission, Sean, from 6%. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did. I was actually thinking last night watching the show, wow, it's always real estate people that take these charters now. Like the past, like, 2 years. Doesn't matter which franchise. And I got to be honest with you, I'm okay with the commission's going down a little bit. I'm very okay with that. They're still going to do fine, but let's be honest, they don't add a whole lot to the economy.
Now, we're two people. Yeah, no, I get it. I think it's just typically one of the professions that, like Zillow, makes it so much easier for people to directly connect, right? Like,
yeah. Look, me and my wife bought a house almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Our real estate agent, great guy. But I will say, when it's like, wow, he made that much money and he showed us like six houses. I don't know. Yeah. Look, if it's a great job if you can get it. And I know not. It's hard to get the clients first. That's what millionaire listing Josh Altman said. Like, I work hard to get my clients. The actual job itself isn't that hard.
Yeah. And you know what? It's just like any industry when there's a great reset, right? So I'm sure there's still going to be the real estate agents who are great at what they do, and they're still going to make a lot of money. But you know, maybe there'll be some who say the juice ain't worth the squeeze anymore and go to a different profession. So, you know, kind of sad to see that, but maybe less real estate agents on Below Deck. Sean, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think we said last week, hey, the charter guests aren't as memorable the past couple of years. I think it's because they're all real estate agents. So we'll get some different people going forward.
Yeah, could be good for the show.
That'll be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, could be good for the show. So, Sean, I do want to talk about the departures here. We had two in this episode. I do want to say there was such a stark difference between how Jared left the boat and how Kat left the boat. Jared left the boat. I've never seen a guy get fired, and it seemed like they were throwing him a parade when he was leaving.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, obviously the night that where we leave off, where he's arguing with Kyle, Captain Carey has to, like, go down, like, kind of break it up. What does he say? Like, you know, he's like, I hear threatening behavior, all that. You know, Jared's being like a huge asshole that whole night. He's trying to cockblock Kyle and Barbie.
Yep.
And then the next morning, credit to Kyle, he kind of greets Jared, asks if he's all right. And he's kind of like, yeah, you know, he's like apologetic. He admits he didn't handle the situation great the night before. And he's sort of like very self-aware, like that morning and everything. And I don't know what it is about this guy that makes you want to root for him. But like, right, like why, like Kyle, the first thing when he sees Jared is like, hey, are you doing all right?
I want to backtrack a little bit to what something you said, Sean, because I
yep.
couldn't agree less. We talk about how he's self-aware. I think this guy's not self-aware at all.
Well,
so, and I'll bring up another fact here. So one thing that he brought to the table was when Kyle was getting asked to the bridge and Barbie was getting asked to the bridge. He's like, oh, I hope nobody's in trouble. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Yeah, Jared, you're about to get fired, man. You're the one in trouble. Oh. And he's like, oh, maybe Kyle's going to get in trouble for this. Like, he could not have been farther off.
Okay, good point. Maybe self-aware isn't the right word. He has humility.
I think he was a little embarrassed. I think he was a little hungover. Yeah.
He has some shame. There's a lot of really like reality TV characters that don't have any shame. That's why they're great reality TV characters. And I think Jared has a little bit. Maybe that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
that is true. So he thought Kyle was going to get fired for the ash.
He thought Kyle was in trouble, man.
For his tobacco blowing everywhere. Yeah. I will say, Kyle also, when he talks to Captain Carey, doesn't throw Jared under the bus at all.
No.
He kind of just blames the whole thing on alcohol.
Yeah.
Barbie's a little bit more cutting, is like, yeah, he was mad Kyle was in my room.
I thought it was very funny when Barbie was like, well, Kyle was staying in my room because Ben and Sonny were staying in their room. And she's like, but I don't care. Kyle's cool. We're friends. We'll stay in the same room. Yeah, I see what you're doing, Barbie. Don't feel like you're getting away with this.
Did they kiss, though?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
Did they watch a movie? Did they watch half a movie?
It was pretty late, and she was like, you can't stay in here tonight. Which, like, come on. He's been waiting all night for this movie.
Yeah.
He ends up sleeping there. She's like, it is very late. I don't know. They definitely didn't have sex. I feel like we would have saw that.
No. They may not have done anything.
May have just been home alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
did she bring that DVD? Was it, do they have, like, VHS, DVD? What are we working with here?
Barbie believes in physical media.
Yeah.
No, I bet you like Netflix Grenada has like way better selection.
You're probably right. It's probably $4. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably amazing. John, were you shocked at all by the firing?
No. I think Captain Carey is not a guy to mess around. And, you know, he made it very clear on day one. He's like, I'm going to give you all the opportunity in the world, but, you know, I need a crew that I can count on. And you just can't count on Jared. I think Jared was not in the right headspace and bad at his job. So I think that bad is his job as far as being a leader, calling out things. So it just seemed to me like it was time to go.
Yeah, I like how Carey made it very apparent he wasn't fired for just the situation from the night before.
Correct.
Which I love, because he's like, no, he made that anchor mistake where he's dropping pieces of machinery when I tell him not to. The docking mistakes. It's kind of like an overall problem with alcohol in general.
Now, did Captain Carey say all that to Jared? Or he said that to the camera? Because I think to Jared, the story was, yeah, you've made some mistakes. There has been alcohol involved. But I think he brought it up and chalked it up to the fact that he's just not in the right headspace to be doing this right now.
Yeah, he goes, you've got some things going for you. Which I think is true, in that I personally root for Jared. I don't know why. And he had half a good charter.
Yeah.
I think, right? Maybe like the second charter. But in Jared, okay. Yeah, a little bit of shame, maybe not self-awareness, but he's kind of surprised he's getting the boot, but he's like, yep, this is in the right place for me.
Yeah.
And he does kind of get a hero's goodbye. You're right.
Which is crazy. I mean, he shouldn't. Not that I'm not rooting for the guy, but like, not good for a couple charters. He's a bad drunk. Why is he getting he's harassing the staff when he's drunk. Like,
that's true.
Is it kind of reminds you of like, well, no, I'm not going to say it. Like Dean from like 5 seasons ago. And that guy that got like really drunk all the time, and Eddie basically had to kick off the boat.
Wow, that was a long time ago. Yeah, well,
he was just a bad person, though. I shouldn't compare the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't compare the two, but like, it's just kind of this like, you can't hold your booze. You got to go.
Yeah, no, I'll remember Jared. He'll be in the crew rankings next week.
Do you think he sees his daughter? Do you think he's seen his daughter by now?
I hope so, but I feel like we barely dipped our toes into that whole situation.
Yeah.
But there's probably a lot we don't know about. And there's a reason why he hasn't seen her yet. So yeah. Hopefully he has. She's all the way up in Alaska, so.
Something else we don't know about, Kat got a call late at night from one of her friends. Seemed pretty urgent. I don't even want to speculate on what it was. Seemed very serious. So that kind of shook Kat up. And it seems like that really impacted Kat. I actually don't know how much it impacted Kat, because she was already bad at her job.
Yes.
So now she just continued to be bad at her job, but she was also, she had less cares about it because of some things that were happening at home.
She just won't share at all what the phone call was about.
Which we don't have any right to know what the phone call was about.
That's true.
But you saw her, she was basically, once you got that phone call, she was just done. Right?
She was just done.
She was bad at her job to begin with. And that is nothing, that these are two separate things, right? She has a lot going on, but she wasn't good at her job before it, and she was way worse after. And so Zandy was just picking up after her left and right. And so I think Barbie just realized, this isn't for me. I have too much going on emotionally. I'm not prepared to give 100%. And that's probably why she was not good. She wasn't all in, and she just went to her room and cried, and I think Frasier just pulled the cord at that point.
What do you even do with Kat? Never had really anyone on the show like her, because I remember Bulldog Med a year ago, yeah, the guy Jason, who wasn't friends with anyone, but he still like just did his job in a pretty like normal way. Kat, this is just very different. I don't even know what to say. But yeah, she wasn't doing turndowns after the Mardi Gras dinner. She's very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Zandy had to kind of help her in the nick of time before the guests went to their rooms. And then the next morning, she's just texting and being super slow doing rooms. And Zandy, I like, because I feel like Zandy is always very nice to Kat, except for when it comes to like doing their job, where she's like, no, you have to like just be faster. Like, there are standards here. And what she said, there's less to be done. Also, tell me when you leave, since you don't have your radio on you. That's a bam, bam.
Zandy was just over Kat at this point. She just, listen, again, like we just said with Jared, not sure they're good at their job anyway, but the fact that they weren't in the right headspace, it's just not going to work.
Yeah. Man. So we never see Kat again.
No.
I'm not sure there will be a reunion. She definitely wouldn't show up for it.
She literally left the boat crying still.
I just don't understand why she ever wanted to be on TV.
It's the craziest thing. Like, how many... Not only did she have to go on, she probably asked 8 of her friends, and they were all like, yeah, you should go on. The producers okayed it. Like, the talent... It's the talent... I don't know, surveyors?
The
talent search, like, they...
Coordinators, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, like... This is crazy. No, I think from episode 1, you and I were like, I don't really know why she's on the show. She doesn't want to be there. And listen, she's gone now. We're going to get new people, so it's going to be great.
Oh, is it casting director?
Yeah, that's the job. Yeah.
Yeah. Like us talking Hollywood. Yeah. So yeah, we'll never see her again. I don't know. Because we got nothing from her. We don't know what that phone call is about. We just know she was in foster care.
Yeah.
Her friends are her life. What if it's something like her friend broke up with her boyfriend?
Yeah, or like her No. I was actually hoping the same thing, because I think it's an angle where it could be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, obviously, it's probably something serious, but what if it's like, my dog hasn't come home, or my cat, you know, like, my cat hasn't come home. Maybe not dog, maybe not cat. My goldfish died.
Yeah. Or just like a Ronnie and Sammy from the Jersey Shore type of couple that breaks up every week.
Yeah.
Right, like where it's something like so benign and not actually serious. Maybe she's looking for an excuse to leave.
Could be.
I'm not.
Like, listen, her goldfish was her life.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not doing that thing where it's like she was lying, but I am throwing it out there that maybe she just thought she had an excuse to leave.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's something very serious with her friend. We got nothing.
We hope it's the less serious one, but you know. We don't know. Ben's a bosun now.
It was too predictable from the first episode this year.
Right here.
You said it. But the way Jared was fired was a little unpredictable, like his whole arc. So it's interesting. But yeah, he's pretty good at it too, unfortunately for me.
Yeah.
Pretty good at it.
Here's the thing, though. Can we just... The issue we have with Ben was that he was so dumb last season when it came to Camille. Right? Yes. Like, he just fell hook, line, and sinker. And you'd have to think a smarter person wasn't going to fall for that, right? Can we just let that go and just be like, all right, he put Camille on a pedestal and didn't look and ignored all the red flags, was colorblind. But other than that, he's actually not bad. He is all about the drama, but
yes. Okay. So wasn't the Camille thing wasn't great either. A little bit too much about the drama. Frazier called him out for that. And I think because I was early on, I was rooting for Jared. And I feel like Ben was trying to make him look bad. And a few times he was unnecessarily. But I mean, he kind of proved me wrong. Cause he's already a better bosun than Jared. And Captain Carey already recognizes that. He's just more organized, more confident. And there we go. And I wonder if there'll be a we got two new crew members coming aboard soon.
Yeah.
It seems to tease there might be a monkey wrench in Ben and Sunny's relationship.
Yes.
I don't know who it'll be, but there's a guy coming on, and I'm sure there's a girl coming on too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that works out. But right now, everything's coming up, Ben.
Is it crazy to say that Ben is a better looking, but less charismatic or funny Gary?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Right.
Because girls do think he's good looking, but yeah, he doesn't have that Gary like
charisma.
Yeah. Right.
Showmanship.
He can't carry a show by himself.
No.
And Gary doesn't even have to do that because he has Daisy with him all the time.
Right.
And that's, I don't know, that's why ratings are suffering a little bit. But I think kind of great that the show gets almost a reset now.
Yeah.
And we can go from there.
It wouldn't be the worst thing if, like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, next season, I don't know, but is it Ben and Frazier? They're kind of like the dynamic duo leading the departments, you know?
I don't know. Well, look, they shouldn't really focus on the ratings too much anyway, because Captain Lee retired. And you have to, like, the things are going to get worse before they get better. You have to build people like their connection to Captain Carey, and they'll get used to him and they'll like him too. And they'll improve from there, I would think.
So yeah, I like Captain Carey a lot.
Me too.
I think he's so good for the show.
Oh yeah, he's fantastic. They're just not giving him a try? I don't get it.
No, the scuttle I hear is that people are boycotting it because Captain Lee's made it very apparent that it wasn't his decision to leave.
Look, when people join reality TV, besides Kat, so okay, here's an example. On the show Summer House, there's this guy, Carl, who's been sober for 3 years, but he's still on a show where the whole point is for people to like go to a rental house in the Hamptons and drink. He's a sober one. And every week we watch his fiance, who they let her break up, just like badmouth and humiliate him for an hour. And he's still on the show because fame is that like that strong of a drug. And like Captain Lee, once people get on these TV shows and like it hits for them, you have to fire them. Because they'll never leave.
Yep.
Until they die. It's like a Supreme Court thing. Until they die, they'll die doing the show.
Yeah.
So
Eddie left for a couple seasons, but that was after the Rocky Gate, right?
Yeah. That was before the show was like really like a hit.
Yeah.
But yeah, even he came back.
Yeah.
I mean, Captain Lee, I don't know. He's too old.
Yeah.
I'm like, he is. He's got too many health problems. That's okay.
He could probably beat me up, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, guy would murder me. But I see your point. Plus, like, it's a changing of the guard thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's time. And, you know, Bravo made that decision. So
there is the NFL, I think it was like from 2015 through 2017. There's like a couple of years where the ratings went down a little bit. It's because like Peyton Manning retired, Tony Romo retired. There's like a couple like good quarterbacks like all kind of retired at the same time.
Yeah.
And then like so ratings were down for a few years, and then they got like a new crop of quarterbacks that came in and ratings went back up. And I don't know, like people aren't gonna like it when you take away the captain they know forever, but it might be good for the long-term future of the show.
Yeah, it's fair. Because it's no individual is bigger than the show.
That it has to be that, yes.
Right. So who knows? I actually saw an article that said that Captain Lee would come back for the next season. But that was like from some site that had like 20 pop-ups. So it's probably not real.
And every article is an AI written article.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like 350 words exactly. Okay, so we've got Ben's revenge tour. We've got obviously the setup that unfortunately Jared was the fake bosun for the season. I think Captain's doing a great job. And
oh yeah,
and we've got the guests. I think they're going to be here. I mean, it's probably the usual cadence. I feel like they still have a decent amount on the boat. I think it's a two night.
Yeah, Leslie's charter. Yeah, they'll be next week. They'll be there for like another night in morning.
You think we get a night off next episode or no?
Ooh, it's about day off time too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think they'll wait for the two new crew members to arrive before the day off.
Yeah.
I think.
Wow. Imagine like being there for like one day and then you get the day off.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, usually there's a firing after the day off, but this year both people got fired or left before the day off.
Yeah. Got it out of the way, which is usually good. Cause usually that person is the reason why the day off sucks.
Oh yeah.
So, that's perfect. So, Sean, anything else, or are we just getting it? I mean, Frasier knows French, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Pretty awesome, though.
Europeans, man. They just know languages way better than Americans.
Yeah.
What else was there? Oh, the guests keep calling Frasier Fletcher. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because, you know, it annoys him so much.
Oh, Sunny. She's doing well.
Yeah, she's in her glow up stage right now.
Yeah. Oh man.
Do you think anything happens between Kyle and Barbie?
No. Well, we'll see who the new guy that comes aboard is. But I can't get a good read on Barbie. Because when you first see her, you're like, oh, she's going to be the villain of the season, right? Because she's a little stuck up. It's got the princess attitude. But then she's like also kind of nice, too. Like she like came in and like asked Kat like what was wrong right before Frasier came in.
Kind of, but she also then just went about her day and eating an apple.
Yeah, like the bar might be low for her.
Right.
But like, I think you're expecting like a Camille.
Right.
And that's, or an Alyssa, either of those two girls from last year. And she's a little better than that. So I can't get a good read on her. I hope they do for Kyle's sake. Yeah. Barbie is interesting. She also knows two languages and a perfect American accent because she was educated at like a world school of some sort.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope that happens.
Yeah, private school. All right, Sean, let's get into awards. Who did you have winning?
I hate to do this, but I picked Ben. He's promoted. Deck's already running better. And I'm not a Ben guy. We both know that, but he's kind of the clear winner tonight. Sunny also mentioned it was hot that she went to bed with a lead deckhand and he woke up a bosun.
Yep.
It's kind of funny. Sunny has did bosses in the past. She mentioned that.
Nice. Yeah.
That is a thing some girls do.
You could also say guys want to date employees.
Yeah. This is not politically correct. People love power imbalances in relationships.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
It's like, I know we're trying to get rid of them, but people just love them. I don't really get it. Yeah. John, who'd you have winning?
I had the entire deck team aside from Jared. So let's think about it. Ben got promoted. Sunny, she got to drive the tender, which, I'm glad she's really happy about it, but it makes me think she has like no boating experience. If she's like super stoked about like boating around in like a 24-foot open bow.
She's very proud of herself.
I think she should be. Yes. I think she should be, but it's like, was she on one boat before this?
Yeah, I hope if Ben promotes her to lead deckhand, that'd actually be hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it was like Blake Ned season 2 where Wes promoted Malia to lead deckhand.
Yeah. I will say though that I do want, listen, I think Sunny's growing really fast. So maybe it's actually a huge compliment to me thinking she's been on boats for longer than she actually has.
Yeah. I don't know the tender thing. She seems very new to it though.
Yeah. Like driving around any boat.
We don't know that much about Sunny. Well, look, Jen, I think you're right because Kyle and Sunny are going to get way more screen time now.
Yeah, and then Kyle, obviously, he doesn't have Jared to contend with when it comes to Barbie. So he's freed up. Sunny's doing great on the tender. Ben got promoted. It's just a big win for Team Deck.
Can disagree with you a little bit on that Jared thing. So I think Jared made Kyle look good.
Yeah, but it's also Kyle has to be respectful to his boss, even if his boss is being a dick to him because he's allegedly trying to hook up with the girl he likes, right?
Yes, he's an annoyance that's in the...
Right.
But he's like, even if you look better and more mature and like more composed by comparison, he's still something you have to deal with. And like,
yeah, right.
When you're just trying to watch Home Alone. So
and now Kyle's best ability is his availability.
There you go.
Yeah. Losing.
It has to be Jared because Kat wouldn't give us any more info. And he was authentically fired due to his job performance. For the Barbie and Kyle thing. And look, I actually think there's a version of this season where Jared was a solid bosun and has like a great time.
Agreed.
And we didn't get it. And I loved his exit in a way. Like, I loved the hero's goodbye. I loved his sort of humility or whatever it was, but I'll always remember Jared. But I kind of want to pick Kat, but that feels mean. And I still don't know what her friend was going through. So,
yeah, so I'm going to pick Kat. I know it's mean, but like you just said it. There's a scenario in which Jared's good at his job and runs the season. I don't see any scenario in which Kat is good at her job and runs the season. She was bad before she got that call.
Yeah, she wasted our time.
Yeah.
As viewers, because there's no joy from her at all. Because if she was bad at her job, but also like a brat, then it's like we can hate her. We can like, oh, good, I can't wait for her to get fired. And just nothing from her.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if she was here all season and it was just like every time they go out, she calls her friend and is like, I'm not vibing with these people. Like, listen, she's gone through stuff I'll never have to go through, but like, she's also an adult. And I just don't know why she would have thought being on the show would have been a good thing for her or her brand.
Yeah, no, we don't. Look, I think Captain was very respectful to her, like in her goodbye. So was Frazier. He actually called everyone to the app deck to have everyone say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
And that was very nice. But we as viewers don't need to be nice to her. It's not like a right to go into Below Deck.
Right. I don't have to I don't have to coddle her.
Like, you can be, when you're watching these shows, you can be mean to the people if you don't find them entertaining. Yeah. It's okay. It'd be different if you're at like a nursing home and doing that.
Yeah. But no. Don't do that.
Yeah, she wasted our time.
Yeah.
Could have had someone way more entertaining on the show.
We'll see. I mean, who knows what we're going to get? Maybe it was best that we got somebody mid-stride here.
Yeah, so I think we get the deckhand next week.
Yep.
And maybe we have to wait for the new stew, but I'm excited, man.
Yeah, no, this is shaping up real well. So pretty excited. Let's see what we get. I think we do have a day off. I mean, because typically around your midseason crew rankings, we get a day off. So
it either happens 2 weeks from now. So I think next episode, the finish of the charter.
Yep.
And then we get the day off. Could be, or maybe one more charter in between. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. Sean, take us out.
Everyone, yep. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you again. Bon voyage.